We're back on 95.7 The Game. It's the Derek Carr Show. We've had the chance to talk to the quarterback throughout the course of the season, and this is his final appearance with us on 95.7 The Game when it comes to his show. And Derek, good to talk to you again. First off, for the fans, just the status of how you're feeling from the injury, the healing process, and what you're thinking about rehab going forward.
Oh, yeah. Feeling really good. Obviously, now that we're not playing, take it, slow to make sure it heals, properly and all those things, which is, kind of what we were doing already. But, I'm doing very good. Listening to doctors and trainers' orders. It's just hard for me because I want to do more things. But obviously, since we're not playing now, they're really all about just making it slow, slow the process down. But I'll be ready here very, very shortly. So it sucks that it happened when it did, but, it could have been a lot worse.
And that's good to know that obviously you're going to come back sooner than expected here. But that's interesting what you're saying, to listen to orders and just let it heal in the natural process instead of racing back to rehab, because without a timeline here with games coming up, you could let it heal more naturally and do it the right way, huh?
You're exactly right. And, maybe it's a blessing in disguise, you never know. But I do have the opportunity now to just, let everything take its course, do what it needs to do. And still, with that said, I'm going to be back way faster than I ever thought, So when it first happens, you think, oh, goodness, this is going to be forever. But, surely enough, we're 2 weeks out now, and it's not forever. So, I'm doing very well, and I appreciate you asking.
One more thing. If the Super Bowl was in play for you, is that a fair assessment? You believe you would have been back for the Super Bowl?
Oh, yeah. There's no doubt in my mind. Now, if you were to ask anyone else that's associated with it, they'd say no way. but that's just how I am. They would have had to fight me. They would have had to do whatever they had to do to make me not play. But, there was no doubt in my mind that if it came down to that, I'd be out there with my team.
Derek Carr is our guest. Looking back at the Raiders' loss 27-14 at Houston on Saturday, let's start with Brock Osweiler. For all the heat that he got locally and nationally, and I'm sure you were aware of it, you played against him in Mexico City. You got to tip your cap to him. With all that pressure, he played a clean game, and with that defense, helped his team win and move on to the next game against Tom Brady.
You have to feel, for a guy that, obviously, when you sign that contract and, he hasn't played, he hasn't played many games, guys expect so much and all these things, and he's still learning, man. He's still learning, how to run that team and how to do things and all that. And, he's obviously taking a lot of heat. So I never want that for anybody, because, I know how I am. I don't play, good with money and all those things. So if I were to get questions like that, I'd be kind of mad and upset, because I don't play for those reasons, and I'm sure he doesn't either. So he just wants to win, and I'm not going to say that I'm happy that he won the game, obviously, because I'm not, but I do, you always feel for a guy, a quarterback that's been taking a lot of heat, and he goes out and plays a clean game.
Derek Carr is our guest. Assessed the play of Connor Cook, even though the Raiders got behind early in that game, the ability to show poise in the second half of that game and make some big plays down the stretch.
Absolutely. He's a very poised guy. Coming in, he's big, he's strong, in the pocket, and, very, very, very poised, very calm in the pocket. And that is hard to do as a rookie. The game and that pass rush, TV does not do it justice. I can tell you by, doing both, by watching the games on TV, playing those guys, and then, watching it, from behind center, TV does not do it justice at all, how fast they get there. So for him to be poised and calm like that, and no matter the mistakes, no matter what was happening, he kept firing. And that's what fired me up, man. And that's, that gives us, as an organization, a lot of confidence in him, that, he can go out there and always be confident. That's the thing. He's going to get better. The reads are going to get better. The throws will get better with timing and practice and all those things. So I'm not worried about that. The main thing is just for him to keep his confidence, and I thought that he did.
I know you had a feel for Donald Penn when he couldn't go in that game, especially after your injury, and he really owned it afterwards and took it on himself. And he was a pretty emotional guy here the last couple of weeks because he felt like he needed to get back on the field and get this team going again. What was that like? Did you get a chance to text with him and talk with him? Because you could tell he was highly emotional when he knew he couldn't play that game against the Texans.
Yes, absolutely. And going back, obviously to the Colts game, that is never his fault, man. It's a freak thing. Quarterbacks get hit every week, and for whatever reason, two quarterbacks on the same day did the same thing, are close to the same thing. And it's just a freak thing. It is what it is, and he should not feel bad one bit. Obviously, he never wants me to even be touched, so he feels bad for that, and I understand. But I hope that he never, ever has a doubt or a worry about me ever again with that day. And so we've talked about it, and he knows that. And then for not to be able to play, whether you have a streak or not, you know, not to be out there with your brothers. I know that feeling, and I know it made him sick. So I definitely feel for him there.
When you look back and you were watching it on TV, the Denver game, and then this pass loss to Houston, were they putting eight in the box? Was it difficult? This is one of the best offensive lines in football, but the inability to run in dominant fashion, was that have a lot to do with playing the two best defenses in football, the best pass defense in the Denver Broncos and the number one net yard defense in Houston? It was really difficult for your teammates to run the ball easily against those two fronts.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if you look sometimes, there's literally 9 to 10 guys in the box, right, against that Denver game, you know, and it doesn't matter who you are. Doesn't matter who's the running back. Doesn't matter who's blocking. There's going to be a free runner, you know, and not only one, but two or three free runners just because of the box. And, you know, there's nothing they could do about it. And, you know, obviously with, you know, teams playing, you know, quarterbacks that didn't start the year as a starter, you know, teams are going to sit heavy to stop the run. And so if their whole game plan is to do that, they get paid money. As coaches and players too, you know, they're going to find ways to do it. And we still found ways to get some, you know, efficient and explosive runs. But, you know, when a team is set out to do a certain thing, you know, you got to, you know, that's why it's a game of, you know, chess. You know, you go back and forth. Okay, they're doing that. Now we're going to do this. And so, you know, that's why you got to, you know, be able to do both.
Wrapping it up with Derek Carr. Derek, this is a tough question, but I have to ask it because the fans want to know. What does the Raider Nation take away from this season? 12-4 is outstanding, but not getting a playoff win, and the Raiders base their success on winning big games in the postseason. So all the fans who are listening around the globe in the Raider Nation, and they're trying to really absorb this over the last couple of days, what's the message going forward from you?
Yes, be very excited. You know, be very excited. You know, we won 12 games. You know, that hasn't been done here in a very, very long time, since I was in elementary school, you know, as a matter of fact. So that hasn't happened here in a while. Enjoy it. Know that we have a good football team. Know that we have great coaches. Know that we have great players. And, you know, just enjoy the ride, you know, because as Raider fans know, it doesn't come around, you know, all the time. And so, you know, we just want everyone to enjoy the process and enjoy what's happening, you know, because this is going to be a fun ride, and I want to make sure that everyone enjoys it.
Awesome. What are you going to work at when you're back to 100%? What does your game need to improve on next year?
Oh, man, everything. You know, I feel like everything. You know, me and Coach Downing sat down, you know, yesterday, you know, after the team meeting, and he told me, you know, and this was the first time I've even gotten to sit down this year and say, okay, what do I need to get better at? And he broke some things down, and really it was just kind of like, here's some things. We'll talk about them in a couple weeks. So I'll have a better answer for you in a couple of weeks, you know, when I can study the film more, you know, when I can really break it down and see what I can do better. But for the time being, you know, there's going to be a lot of things I'll work on, but I'll have a more defined answer here for you in a couple of weeks.
And finally, due to the injury and how important your faith is, and as you take a step back, what have you learned about your faith and the fans and your family after this injury and how everybody's rallying around you?
Oh, my goodness, man, it is so nice that this game, good, bad, and different, does not define who I am. if it did, I'd be a mess. You know, I would have been really high and probably annoying to be around, and then I'd probably be really low and probably depressing to be around. And, you know, that is why I'm so thankful for my faith and my foundation. You know, that's how I was raised, and that's, as I got older, what I learned on my own, that, yeah, I believe in this, you know, because I see, you know, the fruits of it. And to see the fans just have my back, you know, one of my, you know, favorite memories of my football career is hopping off on one leg and hearing those fans, you know, chanting. And, you know, not because of what they were chanting, it's because of the love that I felt. And that will stick with me my whole life. The love that I felt that day from them and that I felt from my teammates, you know, all telling me they loved me. They all came in the x-ray room and gave me a hug. You know, they all came and checked on me. Some of them have been over to the house. Some of them call me right after games. Some of them text me right when they get up in the morning on Sunday. You know, it's just the love is what has blown me away. And then my family, obviously, is first class, man. My wife has taken care of me, you know, as much as I don't want her to, as much as I'm trying to do on my own, she's, you know, she's there for me. And then my boys, man, you know, coming home every day to see them, you know, really makes a world of difference, you know, coming in and they don't care about your foot. They don't care about any of that. They just want to play toys and play with their dad. So it's been awesome, and I've learned a lot, man. I've gotten better as a person just here in these short 2 weeks.
Nicely said. You know, on pregame on Christmas Eve, you were presented with the Commitment to Excellence Award. I've had the pleasure, and I'm hosting that event again, and you'll be honored What does that award mean to you, and when will the fans get a chance to see you? What's your schedule look like? I know you're still healing and you're going to go through rehab, but where could the fans expect to see you throughout the offseason?
Yes, there will be opportunities, and dates on everything are not finalized. So if they just keep following on Twitter and those kind of things, Facebook, Instagram, I'll let them know for sure, because I do want to be able to see them and say my thanks back. But to win that award was just amazing. My rookie year was able to accept that, and then this year to accept it again. I mean, that's something I don't take lightly. I promise you that. That is something when our fans have a say in something, I don't take that lightly. So I'm very appreciative of that. I love Raider Nation.
It's been a pleasure talking to you every week. Have a great offseason. I hope to see you often. Thanks so much.
Yes, thank you so much.